Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tana Rutherford. Good morning to you, Tana.
Good morning.
Tana, we want to visit about Zion Recovery and its prevention services. So let's start down the list. I'm thinking that some people don't, that name doesn't even mean anything to them. And we want to zero in on the prevention services. So kind of let's just start down the list of what that all involves, Zion Recovery Prevention Services.
Well, prevention services consists of three specific prevention specialists and a prevention media specialist. We work through different counties, and they're called comp areas, which are 9 and 10 is the specific names. Jody Haley and Deb Kissel are our certified prevention specialists, and Deb covers Pottawatomie, Harrison, Cass, Fremont, Page, and Mills County. And Jody covers Adair, Clark, Decatur, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. And that consists of the comp area 10. And I also cover Adams, Montgomery, Cass, Page, Fremont, and Mills County.
That's a big area.
It is. It took me a while to remember all those counties.
So you have your work cut out for you for sure, because this is alcohol and drug prevention programs and activities. So let's kind of just start down a day or some of the things. What do you do? I mean, that's such a huge challenge, Tana.
Most of what we do is make connections within the communities that I named previously. And we can go into schools, and some of the programs that we do, for instance, is Prime for Life under 21 minor alcohol offenders, kids that have gotten minor in possessions or MIPs. They can go take this class so that, you know, you learn some more about safety and alcohol awareness. And we also have driver's education for drunken drivers. There's alcohol binge drinking classroom educations. We go into the schools, and that's a lot of what I do. I go into the schools during the school year and teach kids about awareness for drug and alcohol dangers and what to look for and what to avoid.
Do they ask you questions?
They do. They ask me lots of questions.
Are they surprised by the end results of binge drinking, some of the possibilities?
You know, I think you'd be surprised at the level of awareness that some of these kids have about alcohol and drugs. You know, they come from a variety of families and different backgrounds. So my whole point is to help them understand the dangers, because a lot of it just sounds like fun to kids.
Sure.
Depending upon the age.
Getting a group of kids and, you know, everybody's doing it and they don't know anybody that's been harmed by it, probably, you know, at least seriously. And so, well, why not? It's just fun.
And it doesn't seem like a problem until something terrible happens in the community, such as a child dying in a car accident that was related with drunken driving. Mm-hmm. You know, then for a very small period of time, people are aware that something bad happened and let's not let that happen again. Mm-hmm. And then, as you well know, it goes away after a few months and until it happens again.
Yeah.
So that's our job, is to prevent.
So that's a really important place that you are, is in the classroom in a lot of these different topics. Okay, I kind of interrupted your list. What else?
We also work with coalitions, and I go to several interagency meetings that consist of several different people from different backgrounds. And for instance, we work with the Child Abuse Prevention Coalitions and get together with them, and we do health fairs. You know, it's just about getting the word out there and providing information and the resources that we have available for whatever it may be that they need to know about.
Mm-hmm. Education. It's so, so important. So is your main target audience teenagers, or is it much broader than that?
Well, we work with kids from ages, you know, middle school, 6th, 7th, 8th, and on through high school age. For example, my supervisor, Deb Kissel, does the prime classes, and that's mainly teenagers. Okay. And I believe it's up through 18.
Okay. What about working with parents? I'm thinking that the kids may be more knowledgeable about all these things than parents are. Are there programs by you or the others that kind of target parents?
Well, we provide information to parents. Like, for example, we go into WIC, And we give information about fetal alcohol syndrome to the women that are pregnant or even parents, you know, grandparents, to raise awareness of these things and the risks of drinking or using any sort of drugs while pregnant. And, you know, we can provide information on anything that they ask about. Some of the other things, there's drug addiction presentations, pharmacy retail information, the dangers of prescription medication and how to dispose of them appropriately and safely so that kids aren't getting a hold of these.
So let's talk specifically about a program that actually is available to all of us that relates to these prescription drugs.
The Atlantic Police Department now has a prescription drug drop box, and it's in the little area down at City Hall. And you can go in there and drop off all of your old prescription medications, because at any one time, families have old prescriptions from years and years ago, but nobody really knows what to do with them, you know? So you can take those in and just dispose of them. All they ask is that you take off any identifying information off the prescription bottles. It has to be in the containers. They don't take liquids. They don't take needles, lancets, or syringes, or any bloody or infectious waste, obviously. And the things they will take are expired, unused, or unwanted prescription medications, again, with the personal information removed, any old vitamins and over-the-counter medications.
Okay, that was going to be my question, because it's kind of labeled a prescription drug drop-off, but any kind of those drugs, like aspirin, I guess. Aspirin gets old. That could go in the box also.
Awesome.
So, yes. And vitamins. I think it's interesting that vitamins are on the list because, I know in the past I've had some things. You get surprised, you know, Tana, when you look in your cabinet, wherever you keep that, and you're going, oh my gosh, I didn't know I had that long.
Right.
I haven't used it for a while, you know, I didn't need it. And like, oh my gosh. So I think this is wonderful that this is available. Clean out your container or cabinet, wherever you keep those kind of drugs, to take them. And I know that other counties, I know that Audubon, for instance, has a drop-off program, and I'm sure that there are others around the area too.
They're becoming more frequent, I guess. More people are getting them. There's one in Red Oak also, and the prevention department does do drug drop days on specific days of the year. I believe this year it was April 30th, and they did one in Council Bluffs, and they've done them all over the place, and it's when the specific department that does away with all of those old medications can come pick them up so people can drop stuff off.
But we can drop it off anytime. We don't have to
Atlantic
wait for that
Police
special
department.
Day. I think that's a great service that
it is
put together. And it's an example of people working together. Mm-hmm. It's not just Zion Recovery. It's not just the police department. It's a community kind of effort.
Right. And that is available the normal operating hours of the police department. So I believe it's 8 to 4 or 5 p.m.
Okay. But you just walk in that door where it says City Hall and
Looks like
it
a mailbox.
Okay.
Just pull the door down,
okay.
Throw it in there.
There it is. Now, some of the things that you talk about, you know, we want to prevent, I think, for health and well-being. But hopefully you get to influence and have young people think about their futures.
Yeah, and, you know, I hope to reach even just one person. That's all it takes. And just providing information, sometimes giving people things to think about is all it takes in that second of, you know, the choice whether they should drink and drive or use prescription medications that don't belong to them. My hope is that the information that they've heard from us will trigger something. And
It's not just the moment of decision, but it lasts for a long, long time.
And proactivity and awareness are the first steps to things like this.
Yeah. We're visiting with Tana Rutherford of Zion Recovery and the area about prevention services. And so, Tana, if people want to know more about this, if they would like you to come to a group and give a program, how can they contact you?
They can contact me at Zion Recovery Services here in town. And the number is 712-243-5091. Just call up and ask for me.
That's in your phone book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. easy thing to do, and you have a wide variety of topics. I would really encourage people. There are groups that are often looking for programs, and I think they would find it very interesting to have you come and visit, Tana.
Absolutely. I'd be look forward to working with them.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Tana Rutherford, with Zion Recovery Prevention Services. And until next time, here's a thought. You can't cross the sea merely by standing and staring at the water.